This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. I welcome you ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, we are close to finishing book one. Walhamdulillah. Subhanallah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make shukr for this opportunity that we've had going through the Arabic language. MashaAllah, Tabarakallah. In our previous majlis, we completed lesson number 19. And in this majlis, insha'Allah, we will move on to lesson number 20. But before that, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And remind, for verily a reminder benefits the believers. A little bit of revision, insha'Allah. Walhamdulillah, in lesson number 19, we were introduced to numbers. When it comes to number one and number two, I have one car, I have one sister, I have two kids, I have two cups. With regards to the numbers one and two, then the number comes after the item which is being counted. Example, عندي كتاب واحد. عندي, I have. كتاب, book. Wahidun, wahidun means one. So the one comes after the item which is being counted. The adad or the number comes after the ma'dud. Ma'dud is the item which is being counted. Li ukhtani ithnatani. I have two sisters. Li, I have. Ukhtani, two sisters. Ithnatani, ithnatani means two, the feminine version. MashaAllah. Indi babani ithnani. I have two doors. Babani, two doors. Ithnani, ithnani means two. So when it comes to numbers one and two, the number in reality comes as a na'at, comes as a describing word after the ma'dud, after the item which is being counted. And obviously, if it is coming as a na'at, as an adjective, then it will follow the rule of whatever it is describing. Masculine, then it will be masculine. Feminine, it will be feminine, etc., etc. But when it comes to numbers 3 to 10, then here there's a separate rule which applies, which we learnt in our previous majlis, walhamdulillah. Example, I want to say three students, three male students. Talibun, what's the plural of that? Tullabun, mashaAllah. Tullabun, walhamdulillah. Talibun, tullabun. I want to say three students. While we look at tullabun, in its original form, what is it? Talibun. And talibun in its original form, is it masculine or feminine? It is masculine, walhamdulillah. And so the number before it will be feminine. Thalathatu tullabin. Thalathatu tullabin. Thalathatu, feminine. Thalathatu tullabin. Tullabin is the plural and it is masculine. So that's the rule which applies here. We look at the original of the ma'dud, the item which is being counted. And if it is masculine, the number before it will be feminine. If it is feminine, then the number before it will be masculine. Also, what's the relationship between these two words? Thalathatu tullabin. Why tullabin? Because it is mudafun ilay. Mudaf and mudafun ilay. The relationship between both of them is a mudaf, mudafun ilay relationship. Walhamdulillah. We were also introduced in our previous majlis to the word kullu. Kullu, kullu bid'atin. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kullu bid'atin dalala. Every innovation is misguidance. Kullu, usually after the word kullu, The next word is مضاف إليه. كل كتاب, every book. كل رجل, every man. كل امرأة, every woman. So after كل, the word is usually مضاف إليه. Excellent. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله. We also came across the word بين. بين, you don't say بيني or بينو, etc. It's just بين. And بين is an is a ظرف, it's an adverb, like الآن, like خلف, like أمام, indicating place or time. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, بإذن الله تعالى. We will now be moving on to lesson number 20. What will we be covering in lesson number 20? Lesson number 20 is similar to lesson number 19 in that we are dealing with numbers. But here in lesson number 20, we will be dealing with the ma'dud, which is feminine. The item which is being counted is feminine. Example, 20 female students, 19 female students, 5 female students. So now the item which is being counted, female students, طالباتٌ, طالباتٌ. Well, طالباتٌ in its original form, singular form, it's طالباتٌ, طالباتٌ. طالباتٌ is feminine, so our number before it will be masculine. So we would say أربع طالباتٍ. أربع طالبات, خمس طالبات, خمس طالبات, ست طالبات, سبع طالبات. Notice, the item being counted is feminine, but the number before it is now, the number before it is now masculine, opposites with regards to these numbers between 3 and 10. Walhamdulillah. Let us begin بإذنالله تعالى الدرس العشرون, lesson number 20. Layla. Layla says, يا سلمى, أفي فصلك طالبات من الصين والياباني؟ أفي فصلك, ألف of questioning, في in, فصلك, your classroom. أفي فصلك طالبات, female students, many female students. من الصين, from China, والياباني, are they in your classroom, female students from China and Japan? Salma says, نعم, في فصلنا, in our classroom, خمس طالبات, خمس طالبات. That's important. That's one example of it. خمس طالبات. So طالبات, in its original singular form, it's طالبات. And so the number before it here will be masculine. خمس طالبات, 5 female students. من الصين, وأربع طالبات, and 4 female students. Again, طالبات, in its original form, it's طالبات, and that is feminine. We're worrying about the gender, and so that's feminine, and so the number before it will be masculine. أربع طالبات من الياباني, وثماني طالبات. What's ثماني طالبات? And 8 female students. طالبات, same story again. طالبات, in its singular form, it's طالبات. And so the number before it will be masculine. It will not be ثمانية, but rather ثماني طالبات من إندونيسيا. من إندونيسيا. What's Indonesia? Indonesia, والحمد لله. And then Layla says, وفي فصلنا ثلاث طالبات من الهندي. في فصلنا, in our classroom, ثلاث طالبات, three female students, من الهندي, وست طالبات, and 6 female students, من الفلبيني, from Philippines, وسبع طالبات من تركيا. What's تركيا? Turkey. Then Salma says, كم أختن لك يا ليلى? How many sisters do you have, O Layla? كم أختن? Remember, after the word كم, the next word must be in the singular form and it must be منصوب in the فتحة form. كم أختن لك يا ليلى? Layla says, لي ثلاث أخوات. لي, because when it comes to relatives, etc., we use the word لي, but when it comes to items, objects, books, pens, etc., we say عندي. So here, she's talking about her sisters. لي ثلاث أخوات. لي ثلاث أخوات. I have three sisters. لي ثلاث أخوات. I have three sisters. وكم أخا لك؟ And how many brothers do you have? لي خمسة إخوة. This is what we learnt in our previous majlis. لي خمسة إخوة. Why خمسة? Because the word إخوة in its original form, it's أخن. أخن, masculine. And so the number before it will be feminine. لي خمسة إخوة. لي خمسة إخوة. Then Salma says, لكي ثلاث أخوات وخمس إخوة. You have three sisters and five brothers. لكي ثلاث أخوات. ثلاث أخوات. Good example, because you have both the genders here. ثلاث أخوات. Three sisters. وخمسة إخوة. And five brothers. Underline that, brothers and sisters. Layla then says, نعم وكم أخا وأختا لك. And how many brothers and sisters do you have? وكم أخا وأختا لك. And how many brothers and sisters do you have? Then we find Salma saying, لي أربعة إخوة. لي أربعة إخوة. إخوة in its original form, it's أخون. And so أخون is masculine, so the number before it will be feminine. لي أربعة إخوة. وأربع أخوات. أخوات in its original form, أختون. أختون in its singular form rather, أختون, is feminine. And so the number before it will be masculine. وأربع أخوات. ممتاز. Then Salma says, Urada Layla, لي زميلة. لي زميلة. I have a female colleague, اسمها خديجة. Her name is Khadija. MashaAllah, beautiful name. We know our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his first wife was Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. And our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had worked for her. She was a rich businesswoman of Makkah al-Mukarrama. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam worked for her. Eventually she realized that, you know, this man's very honest. He's also very handsome, mashaAllah. And so she sent a proposal to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he accepted. What was his age? He was 25 years old at the time. What was her age? What was Khadija's age? We have the opinion that she was 40. That's the famous opinion. And there is another riwayah, another narration that she was 28. What we definitely know was that she was previously married. She had children, subhanAllah. And our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam really loved her. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him children via Khadija radiallahu. And she is from amongst the best four women who walk the face of this earth. لي زميلة اسمها خديجة. I have a female colleague. Her name is خديجة. لها ثمانية إخوة. She has eight brothers. وثماني أخوات. And eight sisters. She has eight brothers and she has eight sisters. That's also a good example there. We have both the genders. ثمانية إخوة. So إخوة, original singular form, is أخن, masculine. So the number before it will be feminine. ثمانية إخوة. And وثماني أخوات. أخوات in its singular form is أختن. And that's feminine. So the number before it will be masculine. ثماني أخوات. ثماني أخوات. والحمد لله. So that covers بإذن الله تعالى the passage. بإذن الله تعالى we now move on to تمارين. تمرين number one. اقرأ واكتب. Read and write. ثلاث طالبات. ثلاث طالبات. What does ثلاث طالبات mean? Three female students. أربع طالبات. Four female students. خمس طالبات. Five female students. Again, if the ma'dud, the thing we are counting, here it's female students. And so if the gender is feminine, and so the number before it will be masculine. ممتاز. خمس طالبات، ست طالبات، سبع طالبات، ثماني طالبات، ثماني طالبات، ثماني طالبات، تسع طالبات، تسع طالبات، عشر. important. عشر. take note. it's not عشرة but rather عشر. عشر طالبات، عشر طالبات، عشر طالبات، عشر طالبات، عشر طالبات. ممتاز. اقرأ واكتب. read and write. في بيتنا، in our house، ثلاث غرف. في بيتنا ثلاث غرف. في بيتنا، in our house، ثلاث، three، غرف، غرف. في بيتنا ثلاث غرف، ثلاث غرف. Why ثلاث غرف؟ Because the word غرف is a plural. In its original singular form, it is غرفة, which is feminine. And so the number before it will be masculine. We're not worried about its current form. We are worried about its singular form. And so the word غرف, although plural and it looks like a masculine, but remember, in its singular form, it is feminine, غرفةٌ, and so the number before it will be masculine. ثلاث غرفٍ. In our house, there are three rooms. Number two. في الجامعة عشر حافلات. في الجامعة عشر حافلات. حافلات, bus, buses. عشر حافلات. عشر حافلات. So originally it's حافلة in the singular form. حافلة feminine. So the number before it will be masculine. في الجامعة, in the university. عشر حافلات. There are 10 buses. في هذه المدرسة, in this school. ثماني مدرسات. ثماني مدرسات. In this school there are 8 female teachers. مدرسات, originally مدرسة, feminine. So the number before it will be masculine. في هذه المدرسة ثماني مدرسات. في هذه المدرسة ثماني مدرسات. ممتاز. Number 4. عباس له سبع بنات. عباس له سبع بنات. Abbas has 7 daughters. بنات, originally singular form, بنتن. And so بنتن is feminine. So the number before it will be masculine. سبع بنات. عباس له سبع بنات. Abbas has 7 daughters. في بيتنا تسع دجاجة. تسع دجاجات. دجاجات. جيد. In our home there are 9 chickens. There are 9 fowls. جيد. There are 9 hens. في بيتنا تسع دجاجات. دجاجات. في بيتنا تسع دجاجات. So دجاجة in its singular form feminine. So the number before it masculine. في الجامعة خمس كليات. خمس كليات. كلية is the singular form feminine, so the number before it will be masculine. في الجامعة خمس كليات. في الجامعة خمس كليات. ممتاز. في المستشفى, in the hospital, the place where hopefully بإذن الله تعالى Allah سبحانه وتعالى grants you شفاء. في المستشفى, in the hospital, عشر طبيبات. There are 10 female doctors. وأربع ممرضات. And 4 nurses. في المستشفى عشر طبيبات. There are 10 female doctors and there are 4 female nurses. خالد له ثلاثة أبناء. خالد له ثلاثة أبناء. خالد has 3 sons. وأربع بنات. And he has 4 daughters. خالد له ثلاثة أبناء وأربع بنات. خالد له ثلاثة أبناء وأربع بنات. خالد has 3 sons وأربع بنات and 4 daughters. لي خمسة إخوة. لي خمسة إخوة. I have 5 إخوة. I have 5 brothers, خمسه اخوه لي خمسه اخوه. اخوه in its singular form is اخون masculine, so the number before it will be feminine, لي خمسه اخوه. وست اخوات and six sisters, والحمد لله. Number 10, في هذا الكتاب, in this book, عشرة دروس. في هذا الكتاب عشرة دروس. دروس in its singular form is درس masculine, so the number before it will be feminine. عشرة دروس. في هذا الكتاب عشرة دروس. في هذا الكتاب عشرة دروس. لنا أربعة أعمام. لنا أربعة أعمام. أعمام is the original. What's the original? عمون, uncle, father's brother. عمون, masculine. So the number before it will be feminine. لنا أربعة أعمام. We have four uncles. وخمس عمات and five aunts. Five fathers, sisters. في بلدي, in my country, خمس جامعات. There are five universities. خمس جامعات. In my country, there are five universities. جامعة, singular, feminine, so number before it, masculine. في ذلك الدرس, in that lesson. في ذلك الدرس, in that lesson. ثماني كلمات جديدة. What does that mean? ثماني, eight, كلمات, words, جديدة, new words. In that lesson, there are eight new words. عندي ثلاث مجلات. عندي ثلاث مجلات. عندي ثلاث مجلات. I have three magazines. I have three magazines. والحمد لله. عندي ثلاث مجلات. مجلات in the singular form is مجلة, feminine. So the number before it will be masculine. That's why ثلاث مجلات. والحمد لله. يا عبد. We now move on to exercise number 3, inshallah. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية مستعملا العدد المذكور بين قوسين. Complete the following while using the number which is found between the brackets. So they tell us, كم أخن لك؟ كم أخن لك؟ How many brothers do you have? They give us the number 6. So how would we answer this? كم أخن لك? We would say number 1, لي, I have. لي, what? أخن, what's its plural? Its plural is إخوة. إخوةٌ. إخوةٌ is the plural. Well, أخن is masculine. So our number before it will be feminine. So we would say لي ستة إخوةٍ. لي ستة إخوةٍ. لي ستة. ستة إخوة. Again, لي ستة إخوة. Why ستة feminine? Because إخوة in its singular form is أخن, which is masculine. And so ستة is feminine and we work with the opposites. Next one. كم أختا لك? How many sisters do you have? كم أختا لك? كم أختا لك? Firstly, again, we would say لي, and then خمسو, خمسو أخوات, خمسو أخوات, لي خمسو أخوات, I have five sisters. You understand the principle, brothers and sisters, that أخوات in its singular form is أختن, which is feminine, and so the number before it will be masculine, خمسو أخوات, and they are مضاف, مضاف إلي. كم بقرة؟ كم بقرة في الحقل؟ How many cows are there in the field? كم بقرة في الحقل؟ So we could either say في الحقل, in the field, or you shorter answer, you could just say فيه, in it. فيه, فيه. They want you to give us 10. 10 بقرة. جيد. So how would we say that? We would say عشر. فيه عشر. فيه عشر. بقرات بقرات فيه عشر بقرات فيه عشر بقرات فيه عشر بقرات فيه عشر بقرات. ممتاز. Number 4. كم طالبة جديدة؟ How many new female students في الفصل؟ كم طالبة جديدة في الفصل؟ كم طالبة جديدة في الفصل؟ Short answer would be فيه, which means in it. In it what? In it meaning the classroom. فيه. They want us to give the answer with the number 9. فيه تسع. فيه تسع. فيه تسع طالبات. فيه تسع طالبات. فيه تسع طالبات. And you can also add فيه تسع طالبات جدد. فيه تسع طالبات جدد. جدد جدد plural of جديد or جديدة. Remember جديد جديدة, its plural is one, which is جدد. So again, فيه تسع طالبات جدد. فيه تسع طالبات جدد. Number 5. كم طبيبة في مستشفى الولادة؟ How many doctors are there in the maternity hospital? Short answer would be فيه ثماني طبيبات. فيه ثماني طبيبات. In it there are 8 female doctors. فيه ثماني طبيبات. فيه ثماني طبيبات. Number 6. كم حافلة في الجامعة؟ How many buses are there at the university? كم حافلة في الجامعة؟ They want you to give the answer as 6. So we would say فيها. Why فيها? Because جامعة is feminine. So فيها, فيها, جميل, فيها 6 حافلات. فيها 6, 6 حافلات. فيه 6 حافلات. In it there are 6 buses. كم ابنا لك? How many sons do you have? كم ابنا لك? كم ابنا لك? You would say لي. How many sons? Let's say you've got, they want us to give the answer as 4. So obviously son is masculine. So our number before will be feminine. أربعة. أربعة أبناء. أبناء. أربعة أبناء. لي أربعة أبناء. I have 4 sons. كم بنتا لك? How many daughters do you have? You would say لي سبع بنات. لي سبع بنات. لي سبع بنات. I have 7 daughters. لي سبع بنات. Number 9. كم جامعة في بلدك? كم جامعة في بلدك? Let's say there are 3 universities. So we would give a full answer. في بلدي, in my country. في بلدي, 3 جامعات. 3 جامعات. 3 جامعات. Or shorter answer would be فيه 3 جامعات. In it meaning in my country. فيه ثلاث جامعات. كم كتابا عندك? How many books do you have? So let's say you've got 8 books. كم كتابا عندك? So عندي ثمانية. 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 عندي ثمانية. I have 8. And plural of كتاب would be كتب. عندي ثمانية كتب. عندي ثمانية كتب. 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 عندي ثمانية كتب. One might say, but كتب is a non-rational plural, so we're going to treat it as singular feminine. But remember, يا أخي الكريم وأختي الكريمة, we said we're not looking at its current word. We are looking at it in terms of what it was in the singular form. And so kutub, although in plural we treat as singular feminine, but in its singular form it was kitab. And kitab was? And kitab was masculine. So the number before it will be feminine. Walhamdulillah. Exercise number 4, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. Iqra' al-jumal al-atiya. Waktubha ma'a kitabati al-a'dad al-warida فيها بالحروف. So they want you to read the following sentences, and wherever they give you the number, they want you to fill it in writing, inshallah. So let's see. لي أربعة, what's it? So إخوة, إخوة is masculine, it's singular form, so will be number before that will be feminine. So لي أربعة إخوة, لي أربعة إخوة, لي أربعة إخوة. وثلاث أخوات, لي أربعة إخوة وثلاث أخوات. محمد له, محمد له خمسة أبناء, خمسة أبناء. وثماني بنات, وثماني بنات. محمد له خمسة أبناء وثماني بنات. محمد له خمسة أبناء وثماني بنات. ما شاء الله. عندي something كتب, عندي what كتب, عندي عشرة كتب, عندي عشرة. Why عشرة؟ Because كتب in its singular form is كتاب, which is masculine, so the number before it will be feminine. عندي عشرة كتب. وسبع مجلات, and 7 magazines. في المستشفى, in the hospital. 9 طبيبات, 9 doctors. وست ممرضات, and 6 nurses. عندي something قمصان, عندي أربعة قمصان, عندي أربعة قمصان, عندي أربعة قمصان. لهذه السيارة, for this car, أربعة أبواب, there are 4 doors. أربعة أبواب. في هذه الكلمة, in this word, في هذه الكلمة خمسة حروف, خمسة حروف. في هذه الكلمة, in this word, there are 5 letters. في مدرستنا, in our school, something مدرسات, something مدرسات. ثماني مدرسات, ثماني مدرسات. في بيتنا 10 من, في بيتنا عشرة, عشرة رجال. وعشر نساء, عشرة, عشرة رجال. وعشر نساء. ذهب أبي إلى الرياض, my father went to Riyadh, قبل ثلاثة أيام, قبل ثلاثة أيام. ذهب أبي إلى الرياض, my father went to Riyadh, قبل ثلاثة أيام, ثلاثة أيام. Because of the قبل, so the word after that will take a كسرة, مضاف إليه. ذهب أبي إلى الرياض, my father went to Riyadh, before ثلاثة أيام, before 3 days. والحمد لله. Then exercise number 5, they want you to write down from 3 to 10 for the following words. سيارة. So how would we say 3 cars? How would we say 3 cars? سيارة, so goes to its plural, سيارات. And before that, let's put the number 3, so it would be ثلاث سيارات, ثلاث سيارات. أربع سيارات, خمس سيارات. And you do the same for the rest of the words. For the words أخت and طالبة, plural, أخوات, طالبات, مجلات, بنات, ساعات, etc. And you can do that on your own بإذن الله تعالى. الكلمات الجديدة, new words. المجلة, the magazine, plural, مجلات. الحرف, the letter, plural, حروف. Indonesia, what's Indonesia? Indonesia. الكلمة, the word, plural, كلمات, كلمات. والحمد لله. So, يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, with that we have completed lesson number lesson number 20. So lessons number 19 and 20 we're dealing with numbers. If the item we are counting is masculine in its original form, number before it will be feminine. If the item we are counting is feminine in its original form, the number before it will be masculine. And this is from 3 to 10. As for 1 and 2, then they are technically na'at and they come after the item which is being counted. Walhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. May Allah grant us understanding of the Arabic language. May Allah grant us increase in our understanding of the deen. Barakallahu fiqh. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, a maxim, a qawa'id of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Isra, very short qa'idah insha'Allah. وَمَا نُرْسِلُ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا. And we do not send down our ayat except to make people fear, to make people aware, to make people fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make them conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا نُرْسِلُ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا. And we do not send our ayat except so that people should be conscious of Allah. People should realize who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. People should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is meant by the ayat here? Various opinions. And we find many of the ulama stating that it can apply to your natural phenomena. So there's an earthquake, there's a hurricane, there's a tsunami. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down these ayat, sends down these signs so that people will fear Him, people will repent, people will come back, turn back and go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, so that they will return, they will race to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find in the sunnah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when there was a heavy wind or there was an earthquake or there was an eclipse, solar or lunar or whatever, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was afraid. There was heavy wind, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was afraid, and many a times they would perform salah etc. during the eclipse etc. Why? Because these are ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends these ayat so that you can understand His might, His majesty, His power. What are we? Subhanallah. Look at the recent hurricanes and recent tsunamis. Destroys cities, destroys islands. Allahul Musta'an. Who is insan? How weak is insan? Your eyelash enters into your eye and khalas, you are finished. The brother spends 20 hours in the gym, but the one eyelash in his eye puts him down, running from one mirror to the other, from the wife to the son. Blow my eye, blow my eye. Allahul Musta'an. Wa khuliqa al-insanu da'ifa. Insan, in reality, he is weak. He was created weak. So ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, these ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In some places there's no rain, some places there's a drought, they haven't had good rains in months. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for them to turn back to Allah. The salatul istisqa, turn back, show your faqr before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu al-ghaniyu wa antumul الفقراء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is rich, He is the one who is independent of need, and we are all needy before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are all beggars before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bi'idhni Allahi ta'ala, some verses from the Noble Quran and a few ahadith insha'Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Fatiha, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اهدنا, guide us. الصراط, to the path. What type of path? The mustaqim path, the straight path. We make this dua every day in our salatul, in our salah, in our recitation of suratul fatiha. Ihdina siratul mustaqim. Guide us to the straight path, subhanallah. Guide us to the straight path. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam also mentions, ad-dunya sijnul mu'min. This dunya, it is a jail for the believer. Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min. It's the jail for the believer. Wa jannatul kafir. And it is the jannah, the paradise for the disbeliever. How? How, subhanallah? Well, There's so many a matter, so many a thing that you might want to do, I might want to do, but we realize that, you know what, this is impermissible. The one who created us has prohibited this matter. Even though I might desire it, even though I am tempted, I cannot. And so I hold back, I control myself, you control yourself. And so it's like a sijin. This is not allowed, that's not allowed, you can only do this, there's a limit with regards to this, etc., etc. The animal has to be slaughtered, the one you want to be with, etc. You cannot date, you cannot sleep together, all of these funny things. Allahu musta'an. Wa jannatul kafir. And in reality, it is a jannah for the disbeliever. No rules attached, he does whatever he wants to do. Whereas, subhanAllah, in the hereafter, we will have our jannah. Our true jannah is in the hereafter. Our father and mother, they were in paradise, Adam and Hawa, and they were put onto this earth. And bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we will eventually one day return back to our paradise. Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also states, man tawadha'a lillahi, whoever humbles himself, whoever shows humility, whoever humbles himself lillah, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man tawadha'a lillahi rafa'ahu Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates such a person. The more you humble yourself, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate you. And the opposite also true. The more you are arrogant, the more you are proud, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lower you and debase you. Allah musta'an. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lastly also mentions, بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. Now the narration, بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ حُسْنَ الْأَخْلَاقِ, that I have been sent to perfect good character. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq, subhanAllah, his character. He says, I have been sent to perfect character. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a share of the akhlaq of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until we meet again bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah grant us knowledge which is beneficial and keep us away from knowledge which is not beneficial. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us away from argumentation and debate which brings on no fa'idah, no benefit. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka al-abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.